This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Brandi Posey, and here's an idea. Bar Rescue, but for the White House.
I'm Tess Barker, and I have never in my life eaten an appropriate amount of cereal in one sitting.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite lady. Ladies to Lady.
Hey guys, welcome to Lady to Lady.
Hello.
We're down one lady for now. Barbara's coming from an audition.
She's on her route.
Yeah, she'll be here
soon.
She's
coming from the west side, so she's taking her a minute to get over here, but she's coming.
Yeah, LA's traffic has been really rough lately because there's been lots of fires everywhere. So,
yeah,
you know.
Part of it, and it's just the general LA-ness of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we have an awesome guest on today. She's been on Conan. She tours the country, clubs, and colleges.
She's
we love
so
her.
Funny.
Maggie May.
Yay.
Hell yeah.
Welcome. I was actually also on the west side this morning. I took a spontaneous beach trip.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
That's a big commitment.
It was, but it wasn't. It was dope. I was just like, you know what? I can just go to the fucking beach right now. It was a very empowering realization.
How early did you go?
I left my house at like 10 a.m.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
It wasn't even like that early.
No,
damn.
It wasn't even that early. Yeah. I just did a quick dip. I ran like 5 miles and then came right back. It was so great because, like, I accidentally went to this part. Like, I was going for this one trail where I wanted to run. And, like, I got to this place where there was no trail and there was a shoulder on the road. So, I was like, fuck it. And I just took off my running shoes and I just went, like, running in the water and on the rocks. And it was just, like, super refreshing.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool.
Right?
You had, like, a montage run. Like,
yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
A spontaneous montage run.
I like
going to go for a run in my neighborhood and I was like, you know what? Let's mix things up. And I just kind of threw the table up. Drove to the west side and had a spontaneous montage run.
It was probably way cooler over there.
Exactly.
At what point did you freeze?
Yeah, exactly.
just when my boobs were like perfectly jostling like Pamela Anderson style.
So you just freezed for the fade.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, and then the credits rolled in the background.
Yeah, nice.
This drive brought to you by Black Coffee.
That's the coffee commercial that should actually happen. Somebody that's had like a little bit too caffeinated and just like, change the scenery. Let's go.
That's what happened. I like had one too many cups of coffee. And an hour later, I was charging through rocks in the ocean.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, no, it's great.
They would
sell
a shit ton of coffee if that's how they had the commercials. Just like,
yeah.
People would be watching like, oh, wait, shoot.
I really
have some stuff to do.
You know?
I got to up my game.
Yeah.
I'm really just lounging, reading a paper.
Rethink
it.
Get
out of
here. Outside, take your fucking shoes off.
There's nothing better than being barefoot outside.
Oh, I know.
Really. I love like taking my shoes off like in the grass and just kind of like running some grass through my toes
that's,
a little bit.
That's pretty nice, but it has to be grass.
It's true.
Because there are a lot of syringes on the ground.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know about a lot.
Well, there are more than zero.
Yeah,
okay,
true.
That's
very true.
The way I think is the second I take my shoes off, I'm going to stand on like 15 syringes that have all been balanced upward.
Yeah. I just have to bank on the fact that I wear shoes so infrequently that I have a protective layer of like dead skin. I have like built-in moccasins.
Your calluses are that deep.
No, seriously.
Oh my God.
I'm probably like actually a half an inch shorter than you guys know me to be.
You What do you do? Like when you get a pedicure, do you just say, no, no, leave it?
Absolutely. You think I'm going to let them be get, that's like Pandora's box right there. You think I'm going to let them even start with that? No, it's a lost cause.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I just made the choice and I stuck with it.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. It's disgusting. I mean, yeah, it's a problem. My feet are always dirty. I don't know what to do.
Well, I think we've killed Maggie.
I don't know what to do.
She's like, that's just my life. I know no other way. What am I supposed to do to combat my feet in public being dirty and callous? What could I possibly do? Nothing.
No, just live with it. That's it. Done.
Well, it's like some people are always like a little bit sticky or like a little bit dirty.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
You know those people. And you can fight it your entire life or you can embrace it. And just, it's like, I know my hair will never be like, I will never have that blowout look every day of my life. You
well,
know what
no
I mean?
One will.
No, well, I know, but there are some people that do. And they're infuriating when you're just like, oh, you look beautiful. You're perfect. Perfectly put together every
Most
day.
Most of those people are giving themselves a blowout every day.
I feel
well,
like
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But you know what? We should recognize that because that is some discipline and some time that I'm not willing to put into it.
Yeah. That's cool. Like me, I just have to be like, you know what? I look pretty good not having combed my hair.
Yeah, exactly.
This is pretty nice comparatively.
I like embracing that.
I don't even have dreadlocks yet. I look great.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you have to
start my day.
And you have to manage people's expectations. I mean, it sucks when you meet someone for the first time when you're like super hot. Like for whatever reason, you've had your makeup done and no, I can't maintain this.
No, yeah. I get hot later.
Yes, ideal.
Because not every stranger deserves me hot.
No, you earn my heat.
Earn
my heat. Damn straight, you work for that shit.
I'm gonna be real lukewarm when you meet me.
You want to see me in a false lash? 6 months.
Yes. Give me stick around and prove that you deserve that.
We are all constantly just unfolding the plot of She's All That.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah. Do you deserve the big reveal?
Yeah.
But sometimes you're just out hot in public for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And you know,
just hotting it up.
There's nothing worse than like wasting a hot though. If you don't have a plan, like we do a lot of photo shoots and shit, like as comics, or like, you get dressed up for TV, and then it's like so hard just to be like, I need to have something to do now.
Yeah.
To use this in public.
That on a couch is not a good look. You know, I'll be at Gelson's real hard, just like.
Exactly.
Peeking around the cereal aisle.
I mean, Brad Pitt goes to Gelson's, so you never know.
You never know. Even if it's just the sandwich guy helping you a little bit more quickly.
Yeah.
Just I have to use this for something.
Yeah, it's true. I heard that the Gelson's over on Franklin, he like lives nearby there.
That's a very if you
on Franklin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the famous
by the UCB,
Gelson's.
Up by UCB Franklin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Brad Pitt lives up that hill right there.
Everyone lives up that hill.
And when like the divorce was happening, he like surfaced there for the first time, scraggly and buying popcorn and
Gelson's
shit.
Is where you come back after a divorce. That is where you reemerge.
Yeah.
I should just hang out at Gelson's.
You should. I mean, that's we should be all just like pitch it on like a makeup artist once a week and we just look accidentally hot at Gelson's and see what kind of famous dick we can bring in.
As cute it up as possible.
Just like the rest of it. We'll do like, you know, like accidentally hot sweats. Like, oops. Yeah. Just like sweats that perfectly look great on my figure. And then hair and makeup totally done. And we are just up and down the frozen food aisle.
Yeah. Here's my pressed joggers. Let's do that.
Yeah.
I'm just ready to go.
So why do your yoga pants have a crease in them?
Yeah, I know. When Brad Pitt is new.
My business yoga pants? Thanks.
Business yoga.
You guys know I want business yoga pants so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the ads for those?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. That sounds vaguely familiar.
The algorithm has been recommending them for me for years.
I mean, the algorithm knows you well.
Exactly. It's true. It does. The other day, the algorithm made a playlist for me, and it was like, what was it? It was like a...
It's making you playlists now.
Oh, yeah. My Apple Music, shout out to my Apple Music algorithm. It makes me a playlist every week that's like music that I like, and it is so... hilariously accurate. Like the other week, it was like it was like a Mandy Patinkin song, and then immediately after that, the song from Free Willy, and I was like, "This is me. This is exactly who I am."
You're an algorithm's dream, truly.
I am. Yeah. Very predictable anomaly.
I love that. So my algorithm's just like sneaking me playlists.
Yeah.
Just like bringing me cookies. Algorithm is making a move on you.
Your algorithm doesn't make you playlists?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I don't think I use anything. Yeah. I don't have Apple Music.
It's kind of nice, guys.
My algorithm recently recommended shoes for me that I could not afford. And I felt like I was presenting myself as more successful than I actually am.
That is good.
I was like, oh my God, thank you, algorithm. Thanks for thinking I am capable of this right now. I wish, but thank you.
I'd be like, triggered? Don't show me that.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess that's how we know the banks are keeping our information kind of secure, is like they haven't gotten the message over to the advertising guys. Like, she doesn't have money for this shit right now.
they'll show you anyway so that you'll save up for that.
That's exactly. True.
You gotta have goals.
I'm mad that I have not been marketed business yoga pants. Do they think I'm not business?
Or they think you're not yoga pants.
No, Maggie's definitely yoga pants.
Yeah, you're definitely yoga pants.
Yeah, all yoga. But these are not business wear. These are just yoga pants someone put a blazer on top of.
No. These are specifically called business yoga pants.
I know, but all of the pictures are just yoga pants.
Wait, let me see.
That someone just up and put a scarf on.
It really is like dressing up.
No, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. You're right.
You know, like, which I'm all about. Like, I used to work in an office I would just put on some office-y accessory.
So are you telling me I can just wear a blazer over my existing yoga pants?
I do.
You gotta have a fake pocket, I think, is like how you can wear it into an office. I think that's the key, right? Like, I mean, I'm good either way, but I'm saying if you want to get ahead in the workplace, you gotta have a fake pocket somewhere on those yoga pants.
Yeah. That's a good point. I think that's what makes them business, is the one pocket.
Yeah.
That shows, like, you're worthy of some respect. Like, you have one pocket.
It's like, hey, I could be putting money and stuff back here. It's not just regular. It's not just smooth ass back here.
Yes. No.
Pocket.
Break it up a little
bit. Full view of one ass cheek, but one is going to be slightly obstructed with seams.
Yeah, exactly. It's corporate. It's great. Also, if it flares at the base, that's how you hide the yoga pant too. You know what I mean? Because if it's like a form-fitting pant all the way down, that's when you're like, maybe. But if it's like a flary one, that's kind of more of a boot cut yoga.
Like, oh, maybe this is something that a pump could be worn with. A boot cut yoga.
A boot cut yoga pant.
Oh my God, I want them so bad. See, now I want them. This is not my Lululemons. My Lululemons have some flair, but different kind of flair.
Yeah.
I would love to see someone try that and, like, show up at work with, like, yoga pants, heels, and a blazer. But the yoga pants say, like, Victoria's Secret on the back.
I'm so fucking close, Maggie. I am so fucking close to doing that.
If I had an office job, mark my words, next office that has the bad fortune to hire me as a temp, I will show up with all kinds of assorted bullshit, but like put a blazer on. Because that's what I've always done. I've been like, I want to wear this tutu, but fine, put this blazer on top. It looks business.
It fixes everything.
The blazer does. It's like, it does. It covers up your bullshit. It covers up your tattoos, your whale tail, your bra straps, your sweaty armpits.
Well, it's like
all whorish, like, bra shit hanging out in the back.
Yeah.
Every 90s makeover TV show was just like them putting a blazer over it. Like, that was their move. Especially, like, I used to, man, I have a hatred for a button-down three-quarter sleeve shirt. Because every girl with big boobs that would come on and she was, like, happy and proud to, like, be showing them off, the thing that every, like, makeover TV show would do is they'd put her in a three-quarter blazer, like shirt and blazer, and they would button it all the way up. And I was like, but she's not a principal.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be a principal. Yeah. Leave her alone.
And like, that is the worst look for big boobs.
It's
the
really
three
bad.
Quarter length button up, you can't get worse than that for big
it's
boobs.
It's really bad.
Because it accentuates how big the boobs are without letting them do their boob thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just big under there.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like you're smuggling stuff.
Yeah, it does. It
looks like you're smuggling like a bunch of honey buns into a Kenny Chesney concert. Not a great look for anybody.
No, it's true, man. When I had my breast reduction after that, I just was like, I like wore nothing but button downs and got all these jackets because I was like, could actually wear them for the first time and not look like a linebacker. It's my favorite thing in the world. Oh boy. I was like, I'm just going to lean into this real hard. Look at all the, it was like a magic trick. The buttons went all the way up.
It's yeah.
a new thing that had never happened before.
Because otherwise you have that great chasm.
Yeah, you get that weird pull right in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then you're just like trying to compensate for it by having the worst posture possible. You're like, if I walk like a hunchback, maybe the buttons will stay closed and I can still wear this button-up shirt.
That's one of those decisions you make. You leave the house and you look in the mirror, you're like, is this going to bug me all night? And you're like, no.
Yes.
Cut to 15 minutes later, you're like, why? And you're just out in public wearing it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do.
Nothing. Yeah.
You're just stuck that way.
Yeah.
Man, I had this one dress that I got a little bit of bleach on. It's black. And I'm like, I'm not going to. And then I like put like marker in it. But bleach is like, it will just bleach the marker that you draw on top of it.
Right.
So I wore it once and I was convinced it wasn't going to bother me. And I was just like, but it kind of does. And I was hosting a show, but it was like for environmentalists. So I didn't care. I was just like, you know. I know some of y'all were out at the thrift store recycling and whatever, whatnot. This has bleach on it. Doesn't matter. I'm just going to put my hand here for the whole night. That's just how it worked.
Yes.
Put my hand on my stomach like I was verklempt.
There you go. Well, you got to know, especially when you're doing like shows that are like too many shows take photos all the time.
Yeah.
Did that happen in Austin too? Like, were people always taking photos at shows, or is that like an LA?
Not as regularly as people will take photos at shows and stuff, but it's not like here, every show I expect somebody to have a camera and like to be tagged in something.
You have to come camera ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, for everything.
And even like, it could be a show in someone's backyard and they've got a camera person out there. Like, whereas in Austin, one of your friends can take a picture with their phone. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, maybe they'll have a camera person if it's like a, you know, a big deal, or like if there's just available. But yeah, here you gotta be out of control and cute all times.
Yoga pants though look great on camera.
They do, they really do.
I mean, we really should be wearing yoga pants on stage.
I kind of feel like I don't feel bad for guys because I don't have yoga pants. It feels good that we
guys have yoga pants.
Well, they're basketball shorts.
Yeah. No, guys are enjoying the yoga pants phenomena just fine.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I was going to say, they don't have, like, a pant equivalent that's, like, but yeah, as versatile.
Basketball pants, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what dudes are really leaning hard into is harem pants.
Oh, they are leaning into those, yeah.
I was in Denver, and people were out there just freaking wearing them.
Okay.
In them.
I mean,
and in Europe,
that's an MC Hammer.
Just like... Yeah, they were like, no, it's hammer time right now.
Yeah.
I'm not.
That's just such a weird place to have, like, an excess of fabric, like, in between your legs.
Yeah. I would feel like
it seems very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does not seem comfortable. Like, you sit down and there's just an extra pool of fabric.
Yeah, it's really, like, diapery, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a closed skirt.
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
I don't get it.
So you can, like, you know. Steal Kleenexes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It does seem like a pouch that they're hiding things in a little bit, right?
But, you know, anything breezy is always good. I love a good breezy garments.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to, like, shame any guys who are getting into breezy garments.
I won't shame them. I'll ask some follow-up questions.
Yeah.
How comfortable they're really feeling in all that breeze.
Yeah.
But they say they're really comfortable. Hey, bro. Feel as comfortable as you can.
Yeah. Lean into the comfort. It's fine. But yeah, it's interesting because we went from like guys who are all dressing like they were Amish for a minute. And now they've like, that seems like it's going away. Like beards are on their way out. It feels like.
Thank God.
Not a beard fan?
No.
I love beards.
No. No.
They can. Crazy about them. They can definitely get out of control though.
I don't like too much. Like, I don't know, like, when I don't like getting rug burn on my chin.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
And mustaches can be a problem, too. They got to be, you know, groomed and nice. I even like the little twirl.
You do?
I do.
The twirl, yeah. I just don't like the wax that they have to put in it. That, like, gives me out a little bit.
Okay.
You know what I mean? How it gets, like, waxy on the end?
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
That is totally valid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is just cute. I mean, like, yeah.
It can be a good look.
Yeah.
The steampunk and the old-timey, that's cute to me.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it is kind of nice.
Yeah. Let's go see the Gaslight Anthem.
Yeah, totally. Well, it's also them, like, cosplaying, like, they have a craft skill of some kind.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes,
you're like, oh, look at you. Like, you can fix a thing.
Yeah, their skill is having a lot of time on their hands.
Wouldn't it be weird to have that much hair on your face?
Yes.
Yeah, I think about that a lot.
Like, think how high maintenance our head hair is.
Yeah.
Imagine having to style something on your chin.
I feel like it would be hot. The beard's like, I feel like it would be hot all the time.
Yeah.
I don't feel like everybody grooms them equally.
No.
Nope.
Or well, or even at all in some cases.
Yeah. Right. No, absolutely.
Like, what do we think the percentage of beards getting shampooed are?
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I probably a little bit better than the percentage of heads that are actually getting shampooed. Because a lot of guys don't even shampoo their hair.
Really?
Well, yeah. A lot of guys have like that one bar of soap or the one body
the
wash.
Yeah,
the 3-in-1. That is all like it does all of it. I mean, it's not correct.
You know, I have a plethora of organic, beautiful organic like shower goods available. Sean goes out of his way to buy the fucking Lever 2000 bullshit. I'm like, I have the nice stuff. Like, I'm not buying. Like, he makes a special trip to Target to get that shit.
Oh, maybe he just doesn't want to smell like plumeria.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, that's probably very true.
He's like, this is not my smell. Get some country apple in here.
Okay, yeah, that's true. My bathroom does kind of smell like a house of pies.
We're going to go smell Tessa's bathroom. We'll be right back. We're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara, and I'm here now.
Yay. I'm Tess.
And we're here with Maggie May.
Yay.
And I don't know. Apparently, I missed some good shit in the first one, so I'm going to have to listen to it.
Yeah. How was your ride over here? What did you listen to in the car?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Just silence.
Silence. Just your thoughts?
Yeah. I don't really listen
What's
to
that
stuff
like?
That much in the car.
Really? Oh, yeah. Well, you can't.
I only radio, so I don't always listen to it. I'll just sit and be with myself.
Do you think that's good for you?
Sure. I think about stuff. Thought about what I'd spend $1 million on.
What's
what
the
was it?
What is it?
Oh, well, I found a sick cat today, so I was immediately thinking of that. I was thinking of helping that, and then I was like thinking of like I was like, "Oh man, I wish Tess could just open like a rescue somewhere
someday."
That's what I was thinking of. So, anyway, but I just saw Andrew DeWitt. Do you know him, Maggie? He's a comic. He was like I saw him at an audition, and he was like, I'm really high. I put weed butter in my coffee this morning.
Fucking L.A., we are really... We can't be trusted with ourselves.
That's really funny.
And I was like, what were you trying to do here?
Yeah.
Because, like, you're trying to make bullet coffee, but weed bullet coffee. And I was like, I think he's trying to make Adderall, basically.
I'm not going to lie. All of this sounds amazing and not unlike what I'm doing right now.
Well, I kind of was like, this does sound exactly like something Tess would do.
I think weed and coffee goes great together.
Right. It does. I wouldn't want to have it. I wouldn't want to be on it at an audition, but.
Well, that's some other level shit. No.
He was like, so I'm kind of like having a time. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, well, just think about how we're all cogs in the machine. And how we're
that's
all-
what you said?
Bring that energy into
and
the room.
Like, we're all just a number. None of us matter. Because it was like, you're surrounded by people who like dress the same way. You
who like
what
look
what
like you too.
What a nightmare. What a nightmare. I accidentally was high when my niece was born.
Oh.
And so I had to go to the hospital.
No, thank you.
Cannot not recommend that highly enough.
That's an anti test hack.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do not be high anytime you have to go to the hospital.
Yeah, fuck that. Holy shit.
I don't want to hold the baby.
No, just all the sounds and the smell. I was like, oh, God, get me out of here. Cool, you're born.
Yeah. My worst time ever was driving my whole family to Christmas mass while I was high.
Oh,
just throw a gauntlet down for yourself for no reason.
Well, I didn't know my mom was going to ask me to drive.
It's usually a surprise.
It was not like I was not supposed to drive. And then for some reason, I was like the one doing it. And I was just like, like clutching. Fucking steering wheel. Just kidding, man. Family who listens to this and judges me. I didn't do that.
Oh, man, one of my first jobs in LA, I was a PA, and I had to drive these executives for this show from the Sofitel, which is over by Beverly Center, up to like North Hollywood to the studio. And they got in the car, and there was two Australian executives. And the one guy that was sitting next to me, he was like, I'm going to need 20 minutes of uninterrupted silence so I can meditate. And my phone was on the console touching his leg, and I had my ringer on so I could hear the text from them. But he like went into meditation before I could like grab my phone, and I didn't want to touch him. So they had to drive through LA traffic trying to like not change lanes or get honked at like in silence. I kept staring at my phone like, because I was working. I was like, nobody text me. Nobody text me. Nobody text me. Nobody call me. Nobody call me. Nobody text me.
But it's not your fault someone honks.
Well, yeah, but he was like a very scary, like, Australian millionaire who was like
bald and angry.
He was like, so it was a show that it was like the American version of the Australian show. So he had created it in Australia. So he was an EP on this show too. But it was, you know, he was like, he was a very scary man. He was just like very, yeah. And I just was like, oh, you're just going to meditate next to me for 20 minutes? This is cool.
What a good way to get out of talking to people.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to start using that in Ubers.
Yeah.
Who wants to meditate in a car?
I know.
Right?
Like, why not go home and listen to some rain sounds and stuff?
Exactly.
In your hotel that you can afford, that's nice and not, like, don't have gunshots in the outside.
Like, you're that eager to meditate, like, you can't wait fucking half an hour?
Thank you.
Exactly.
That's why it's a dick move for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was a real piece of shit, but it was like, I just remember it was the longest car ride of my life, and I like didn't know LA yet, and I like was before GPS, so I like had known how I had gotten there, so I like was also like just remembering, you know, like, okay, no, just don't, I hope there's no traffic, I hope there's no problems, it's okay. Now I'd be like, no, I'm just gonna put on
right
fuck you, fuck you.
Meditate to Britney Spears from the 90s.
Yes. Oh, every day.
And the now, I mean.
Yeah. And the always. Yeah. God bless. Sometimes, honestly, like, I feel like the crazier the world gets, the more comforting Britney Spears' social media is.
It makes sense.
I'm not on her social media.
Oh.
Well, we're big proponents of her Instagram account. Okay. It's a lot of her. Oh, you're not on Instagram? It's a lot of her taking selfies with, like, the cat, like, whatever, the filters.
Yeah.
And just going, meow. Just doing, like, that. Or she'll do
she'll do exercise videos,
or she'll do what are they called, fashion shows.
Oh yeah. Her fashion shows are really
that sounds delightful.
They're so, I mean, Britney is just living her life. Like, she's just in Malibu. I don't even know if she knows about North Korea or anything. Like, I think she's just
she doesn't
having
know anything
fashion
about
shows.
No, she does. She absolutely does.
Perfecting her handstand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And exploring Snapchat filters.
Perfecting her handstand.
She's working on it.
That should be, I feel like maybe I should be trying some of that.
That's meditation.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Britney Spears is living Britney Spears. That's her meditation.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
I love her.
Okay. Should we play this game?
Yeah.
Let's play
it. Would you rather? We haven't played Would You Rather in a while, so we found some. And if you guys ever have any Would You Rathers that you want us to do on the show, email them to us. Why not? ladytolady@maximumfun.org.
Literally anything you want to say to us that is nice.
Yeah, we'll take.
Yeah,
we'll take
or even it. Neutral.
Yeah. Tell us your lukewarm opinions.
Oh my God. Okay, this is a really weird one. I'm just going to do it.
Okay.
Would you rather be stuck on a desert island with a Star Trek fan or a constipated clown?
Maggie's face. Star Trek fan or a constipated clown?
Comparable.
I'm a Star Trek fan.
I am too. Yeah, like I have
another Star Trek fan, so we could talk about stuff.
Yeah, let's talk about how we get to that point. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like yeah. that's yeah. the dream to always strive for. Anyway,
you're a new
yeah.
society now, so it's like you're yeah. you know, you can take the tenets of Star Trek.
And how yeah, much build of your day to day would you want to be devoted to Star Trek?
I mean,
I feel like it would take 24 hours and then you'd be done. Like, what the fuck else are you going to talk about?
Right.
Well, I think this would sound very nerdy. I feel like I live the principles of that show a lot. Like, there's a
right,
lot of things about that show.
But you're not talking about it.
No.
How much would you want to talk about it?
I mean, I could talk about Star Trek quite a bit.
So a lot.
I definitely could. See, more than a class.
2 hours a day?
I feel yeah. like Star Trek would be the good common ground.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
like, if it was somebody on a deserted island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just don't have anything in common with them. Like, mm-hmm. that's going to be awful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need one thing.
It's like, oh, well, shoot, you like Star Trek? We will talk about this until we get... We'll talk about this intermittently until we get rescued.
I prefer exactly. to have another person on the island that we both hate.
I mean, that would bring you together
that is
for
the
sure.
Move. That
right
is...
away.
Well, it's a constipating... If there's a constipated clown there that you could both hate.
That would be ideal. Yeah.
I don't know why the constipated clown thing. Like, he's just walking around talking about how he can't shit all the time.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. I don't think that he would talk about it that much, probably. Like, I think that would come up less than Star Trek.
Yeah.
Is he being constipated?
Yeah. But is he eternally constipated? Because I feel like that's.
I'm
sucks.
Sorry I picked this one.
Yeah.
That was
no,
a dumb choice.
No, it's great. Would you rather be on a deserted island with a clown or a mime?
Mime, because they won't talk.
Yeah, but clown. I would want a clown. You'd be fucking creepy if somebody didn't talk.
Yes, I was also a mime.
Were you?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Like, full on? Did you guys do lots of stuff?
You know, back in the day, like, in the 90s and stuff, when churches were doing, like, mime stuff to, like,
yeah.
you know,
no?
Stephen Curtis Chapman and stuff, you know?
No.
No.
Well,
no.
Was it just my church out here?
I don't know.
I mean, I remember there being, like, a mime resurgence in the 90s.
You do?
We had ribbon dancers instead of mimes.
We did that, too.
We had river dance.
Full Shields of Yarnell, just, like... mime for no reason.
Whoa.
You know, and so, like, I guess it was just interpretive dance when you were also mimed up for no reason, but you were also miming, like, other things. But I'm also, like, good at, like,
yeah,
you know.
It's a cool skill.
You have a solid glass wall. Space
work. There
you
go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would show it to all the kids in, like, elementary.
But, I mean, not to diminish the craft, but it, like, how do you know?
Craft!
How do you know the difference between a good mime and a bad mime?
A bad mime can't do anything.
Well,
yeah.
Well, what do you mean? I mean,
okay. I would say a good mime makes you want to pay attention to them. You mm-hmm. watch them, you're like, okay, this is good mimery.
I've seen Marcel Marceau. I mean, he blew my mind.
Yeah,
there's no my mind.
That's cool.
Mime?
Blew your mime?
My mime.
He mimed blowing your mime.
Yeah. It was really incredible. And it really, like, you couldn't stop take your eyes off of him.
Well, and right. miming is, like, it feels like it's on the way to really good voguing, too, right?
Yeah.
I guess you have to have control over
Yeah, the control
I have
of,
to say,
yeah.
voguing, to mm-hmm. be honest, also can't tell the difference between good and bad voguing.
Gotta watch more voguing.
I watch a lot of voguing.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you've only seen good...
Maybe I've only seen good voguing. I don't know.
I would argue, too, that, like, it's a... If you don't want to pay attention to the voguer, it's not good voguing.
Yeah. Gotta be dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's just good dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, like, I feel like bad voguing would also have a pretty good audience, you know?
Exactly. Like, I've seen people, like, quote-unquote vogue, and I'm like... It's the same thing with, like, some, like, modern art where you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was popping and locking for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was can everybody? Somebody was like, is this good or bad? And I was like, I don't know. What do you?
Right.
Do you like it?
I mean, like, obviously a lot of things you have that thing where you're like, I could do that. But that you're like, I really think I could do that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, popping and locking. For like, breakdancing, I really, really am sad that I never learned how to breakdance. I feel like it's too late.
I mean, you know, you can always take a class.
That's probably what happens.
Too late for that. I refuse to think anything is too late for me. You know? Like, I can do whatever I want. Like, I remember in college, this one professor was like, oh, well, shoot, if you used to be able to do the splits and then you, like, stopped being able to do it, like, you're not going to be able to do it again. I was like,
yeah.
Please, watch this. And, like, I got it again. Like, I can still do, well, on chairs, but not, like, on the floor.
It's still pretty impressive, though.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I can Van Damme my ass off. Whoa. On two chairs.
What?
Damn. That's impressive.
Do you have to jump onto it, or how do you, like, start that?
I just put two chairs.
They
and then
split.
I'll put like one in the front to like
hold your
put my you know and then like
come up. That's crazy. That's so cool. That truck.
I used to be able to jump into the splits like really easily, and then one time I was showing off at a play practice, and just for no one asked me to, and I just in the middle of vocal warm ups, I was like la 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 la, and I just like. Boom, dumped in the splits, and my right hip just swung out, and my legs were like the letter T. I was like a Barbie, like just a Barbie, a busted Barbie doll, and I had to be like hoisted up, taken to the emergency room.
That's a hell of a warm up.
Yeah, I've never again returned to the splits.
Tess, your body has been through so much.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
You're like the bionic woman.
I want to see your, like, retired...
I'm a broken woman.
But you're not. You're doing well.
You could probably...
My shoulders are both busted from skydiving injuries. My ass is permanently broken in half from that skiing incident. I still have this hip thing from the split. I mean, I'm busted, man.
That's a lot of breaks.
Yeah, I feel it.
But you've experienced, like, 10 times as much life as most people.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't know about breakdancing.
I think you've been break-lifing.
You've been break-living. Yeah, you're fine.
You should rent one of those, like, videos of one of those moms that has breakdancing figured out and has made a video.
Oh, yeah.
For everybody
like 80s movies.
Yeah. Like DJ Vanessa.
That would be good. The very basics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she'll teach you slow because she's 50.
That's what I need.
She's in a tracksuit. She's grown.
You guys, I have to say, I'm sorry, I had to step away for a second because I think there's an old man calling my voicemail and thinks it's his voicemail.
Oh, wait, can we listen?
Wait, what's up?
Let me see if this is going to work, but I just got like 3 messages in a row that were like, yeah, please leave a message.
Oh my God.
Wait, let's see if we can hear it.
Thank you.
If you want to record your new personal greeting, press 1.
Okay, there's one.
Okay.
How is it happening?
How is it getting?
I don't know. It's like the same one.
Same thing, yeah.
Wait, this one is more.
Leave a message and I'll get back to you. Thank you.
What?
That was the same thank you, though. So did I just get like 3? I don't know what just happened.
Phones are creepy. It's
haunted.
Yeah. Yeah, your phone's haunted, dude.
Yeah.
Do you have someone that
calls you often that thinks it's you?
No, this never happened. Mm. Anyway, sorry. I was just like, this is a weird thing where someone thinks that my number is their voicemail number.
Yeah.
But why is the why am I hearing the recording?
Yeah.
Yeah. This makes sense.
Some wires getting crossed.
Something probably got crossed in the whatever it is.
There's a weird.
In the whatever it is. That's fine. All right. Let's do another one.
Let's see.
Would you rather be happy for 8 hours a day would you rather be happy for 8 hours a day and poor, or sad for 8 hours a day and rich?
I mean, I'm really good at being happy and poor.
Happy for 8 hours a day and poor.
Eight hours a day.
Only 8 hours.
Only
though.
8.
I feel like I'm sad, like, almost. I feel like I'd be fine. I'd rather be rich.
How about this? How about I can be sad for the 8 hours that I'm asleep?
Ooh. Yeah, good loophole.
That's super sad rich. Dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I just wake up and like, I'm like, oh, so sad.
You're just like, woo!
Just wake up in a bunch of money.
I think that's the loophole.
That's
a
great workaround.
I will monkey paw any of one of
you. You do something you shake off the bad dreams with some incense or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Light a candle.
Yeah, you just like stretch and wipe the tears from your eyes and start your day.
Yeah, because it's like, if you're... Are you happy for 8 hours and then poor, like, But wait, so you're sad the rest of the day then?
Basically, yeah. It's like, would you rather be happy?
And poor.
Yeah. Which is the same. Yeah, this is a ridiculous question. I'm sorry I chose it.
We keep being like regretting.
Let's see.
What if you were happy for the 8 hours you were asleep, though, and then you woke up poor and sad?
Yeah.
What if this
was
the monkey paw to that?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you had some wonderful dreams, and then you woke up, and you were like, oh, shoot, we got Justin Trudeau as president. And then you wake up, and you're like, oh, man.
Here's the
reality. Man, I'm poor. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like I have that one.
Yeah, exactly. That's, like, kind of my life now, I think.
Yeah, like, my dreams are all over the place. It could be great. It could be terrible. But...
Yeah. I mean, fun dreams are fun.
Yeah, but who gives a shit?
But yeah, if you have to choose one, for sure have the bad dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandy doesn't even remember her dreams.
I never remember dreams.
Okay.
Never.
It's just, you guys.
I do.
It's just black until I wake up. It's just all like.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It is so crazy.
Literally never remember dreams. I've remembered a dream in like 2 or 3 years.
You're lucky though, because I dream so much. I don't know what happened when I dreamed. Sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes.
Wow.
Sometimes I'll remember them and sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
Most of the time I don't. Maybe I don't dream most of the time, and then sometimes I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes it's like if you remember them or not. I like to think it's because I'm living my dreams every day. So I don't need to have one.
You guys have, like, I've been listening, me and Tessa both been listening to that Sleep With Me podcast where the guy talks you to, like, sleep, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I get, like, crazy, like, I don't want to say hallucinations, but I get crazy visions right as I'm going to sleep all the time, and those have made them way more intense for some reason.
Same.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'll just start imagining, like, weird shit.
You know what? I don't trust those people.
To, like, not be hypnotizing you?
Yeah.
What are they saying?
I saw Get Out, one. Mm-hmm. Two, that's some classic snake oil shit.
That is true.
I'll let me talk you to sleep. And then as soon as you're asleep.
I mean, I've never made it to the end one, so I don't know what he's saying.
I mean,
at the
it's
end.
Snake oil that works. I made it to the end once. It just gets more and more nonsensical.
Right.
There is one ad that's in the later part where you're like, well, that is for sure just getting subliminally put into my subconscious. But,
wow, yeah.
You know, it's for a mattress or something.
Snake oil,
it's fine. It's worth it for a good night's
oily
sleep.
Oily mattress.
Yeah. What's playing underneath the whole thing, too?
True. Black Sabbath backwards.
Yeah, exactly. We were just up in the mountains and we read the plot to Josie and the Pussycats. Have you ever seen that movie?
It is.
It's all about subliminal messaging and marketing.
Insane. It's the government. The government is using teenage music to submit subliminal messages to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to take over. They kill a band because they find out about it. They try to. And then Alan Cumming's character lands right outside of Riverdale where Josie and the Pussycats lives and, like, goes and finds them and decides they'll be the new people. It's fucking batshit.
Simpsons did an episode like that.
Oh, yeah.
Simpsons did it.
Yep.
There we, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I feel like the Simpsons... I need someone to give me, like, a Simpsons guide because I never, like... I haven't watched them... And I'm not going
to
watch
hard to
all
jump
of
in.
It,
you
but
can't really
I need to be
in.
Given, like, the quintessential, like 100 or whatever.
Start, like, season three or four.
Is that when Dana and Conan come on?
I think around then, yeah. That's when it kind of, like, hits its first stride.
When they stop looking, like,
yeah,
they
so
definitely
like
look fucking
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, that, which might be right after season one or two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're really, really solid for, like, a pretty long stretch there.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're, like, you don't have to watch them in order or anything.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen enough of them. Yeah.
You know, like, I watch recent episodes, and they're still very entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still very entertained by The Simpsons.
Me too.
It's crazy that's still on.
They're perfect.
Yeah.
I know. It's our Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow,
Rifleman.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah. Rifleman. You know that old show, Rifleman.
Yeah, I'll see.
All right, let's do one more, and then we'll get out of here for this one. Would you rather publish your diary or make a movie of your most embarrassing moment?
Oh my God, aren't we all trying to make a movie like that?
Yeah.
That's like
we're
really...
all doing stand-up, like what?
Yeah.
That's one big movie of our most embarrassing moment.
Yeah.
It's like I broadcast that for free every night on stage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you want to pay me for it? Great, sure. Right. I'll take either one.
You're going to make my movie?
Yeah, great.
Ooh, yeah, reading your diary would be... It's just... I'm not, like, scared of somebody finding out something weird. I'm more just embarrassed about, like, how corny it is.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I don't really keep a diary, but, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
The things that I write, like, my I guess, morning pages or just writing pages or just like
stuff that's just for you.
It's so that was stupid.
And like I've said some really embarrassing stuff. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Embarrassing crushes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's obviously all mine is. It's right. Just like some guy who fucking who knows who that is.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
But like one embarrassing moment, like a lot of my embarrassing moments that I can remember, I've either blocked them out or like, you know, rationalized them or just been like, okay, cool. Past Maggie.
Yeah.
You tried your best and you fell down a flight of stairs or whatever.
Yeah, you got to be kind to your, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
They humbled you
kind
and made
your past.
They made you better. Plus, you could cast yourself as a really hot person.
Yeah.
Which
would
be pretty sick.
Who would you guys cast as your hot person?
I thought we were going to be in it.
Oh.
Somebody told me I looked like Jennifer Jason Leigh the other day.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm. I don't really remember what she looks like, but
she's pretty.
I've gotten. I look like garbage right now, but I've gotten Scarlett Johansson a number of times.
Oh, that's a good one.
You remind me of also, goddamn, what's her name from Freaks and Geeks?
Oh.
Busy Phillips?
Busy Phillips.
Yeah, yeah. I get Busy Phillips, and I also get from Orange is the New Black and That 70s Show.
Laura Prepon.
Prepon, yeah. I get her a lot, too.
Those are all good ones.
I think we all have low voices, and that's...
we all got, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this isn't, like, who we look like. This is, like, who we would choose.
Yeah. Who we would choose.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm choosing me.
Who's
I'm choosing someone getting me super hot for a year before my movie.
Oh,
and then me.
Good one.
Yeah, get someone else to pay for that personal trainer. Yeah,
exactly.
That's the loophole.
I'm gonna
in this
copy
one.
You.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's definitely the loophole.
Because then
this
you
one.
Get to like, go home with the
CGI surgery. CGI out any problems.
Yeah,
you know, fuck it.
Any problem areas.
Yeah, man. I heard like
that happens. They do that.
Dude,
all the time.
Keira Knightley in the first movie, first Pirates movie, she had horrible acne the entire time. You wouldn't know it. They CGI'd it out in every step.
Sure.
Yeah. Use that robot. Make me hot.
Yeah. That makes
Johnny Depp never wore eyeliner. They put it on afterwards.
For no fucking reason. That makes me want to get more dumb tattoos because it's like you guys can just
cover it up.
I know. I always forget about mine and I go into stuff and I'm like, oh well,
they can.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
They can cover it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna go get stupid tattoos. We'll be right back.
Stupid. Hey, we're back. I'm Barbara.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Maggie.
Hey.
And we're going to solve a lady problem of one of our very own.
Wow.
Oh.
There's a lot of build up to this lady problem. Barbara dropped a teaser.
I dropped a teaser yesterday online.
Yeah. In the Facebook group. Yeah.
I've been wondering, and I held it back. But here's the theme song.
Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Okay, so this is my question, you guys. So I've got, there's like two or three people who from afar I'm kind of like interested in, but I'm not close enough with them to like know if I am really interested in them.
Right,
and
so
I just
think they're hot.
I think they're hot, and we've had, like, a few interactions that I'm like, oh, they're cute, and you know what I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just want to get to know them, but I don't want it to be a date, and I don't, like, I don't know how, I feel like asking them to hang out at all would be very weird because we're not
then
close
that is
enough.
A date.
Yeah, it's a date.
Yeah.
So I'm trying, like, how do I do this? How do I
well,
get to know these
there's
people?
There's the obvious avenue of stalking.
But I mean, like, talking to them, not
shit.
Stalking. Well, I guess stalking
well,
would
you
tell
stalk,
me.
But you stalk and then you talk.
And a little stalk and talk. A little stalk and talk. Come on.
It's the, yeah, exactly.
It's like the Aaron Sorkin walk and talk stalking. Okay.
Do they run shows?
I think so. I think one of them does. Yes, they're all comedians.
Yeah, I mean.
Obviously.
I don't know. Maybe show up at a show just to see and hang out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean, I know you don't want to ask them to hang out one-on-one. I get
that's
that.
That's what I'm trying to avoid because it just feels... The thing is, the last time I, like, liked a comic and I was like, oh, like, I think we kind of have a crush, but I want to, like, take this slow because I don't know him. It mm-hmm. went really, of course, went fast and then blew up when I realized it was like, oh, well, he's not really, you know,
the
kind of guy I want to date.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to do is suss out if they would be the kind of person I would want to date. Obviously, you need can't know that completely.
You need an extra layer of filtration before the actual dating.
Exactly.
It's like a pre-date. A pre-date.
Yeah, because, you know, it's like we see each other. We don't, I don't want, I'm trying to lessen the casualties as much as possible.
I think, yeah, I think you just find out. I mean, it's always someone's fucking birthday. This you know? Mm-hmm. Find out the birthday parties they're going to.
Yeah.
And talk to them.
Are you friends with any of his friends?
Yes. Okay. You know one of them, which I was like on the way over here.
What?
Oh, man. Well, maybe Maggie can help you out.
We'll talk after. Beep. But yes, I kind of am, yeah.
Okay.
So I guess it's about like asking them, being like, what's their deal?
Right. Like, I like to do a, like, you know, is this person going to serial kill me?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, that's very important to know.
What is this person's, you know, and, or, you know, they can also do a, oh, okay, well, let's go such and such a place and mm-hmm. I'll, you know, invite him and I'll just invite you too while you're there. You know, right. They could be a nice Jerry for the mm-hmm. George and Elaine.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It just feels, I guess it's like so weird to ask people to do that. You know, it just feels weird.
No, I don't think anybody cares. And like, you know, your friends are, they have your back. And like, I think they're happy to do kind of like a loosey-goosey meet cute thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loosey-goosey. Meet cute.
It's all loosely make cute. That's like a real.
That was a lot.
Holy
that
shit.
Was a lot.
I know. It's just, I don't know.
Is there anything specific about like their career that you would want to like ask them about over coffee or something? Maybe it's like
the career question. I think I'm definitely doing better than all of them.
Okay, well, let's talk about that first.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You need to be trying to fuck people who you also would like.
I'm so bad at the.
No, you gotta fuck up.
I only fuck down.
You gotta fuck up. Barbara, fuck up.
This is when it's good to fuck up.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so bad at fucking up.
But I also say, you guys, we can't mix the work coffee and the fucking coffee. I don't advocate that.
But we don't know if it's fucking
But it's a good getting
yet.
To know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coffee's a good
thing. Here's a few of the suggestions.
From our Facebook group, yeah.
From, yeah, or just, I think I just wrote down somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Invite them to join you and your friends at pub trips. See, this is all, like, so awkward.
We
I'd be
date.
Like, hi, do you want to come hang out with me, even though we've barely spoken?
Yeah.
And I'd set someone on fire if they asked me to do that.
Yeah.
Also, it's like, none of us do pub trivia. So you're dragging people to pub trivia for the first
you're
time.
You're like horrible at pub trivia.
Pub trivia is like is a huge turn off for me, for sure. Anyone who does trivia
I
shit.
Have to agree.
Yeah.
Although I did win trivia once by cheating. I cheated with my fucking phone, and I got a $50 bar tab, and I don't regret it.
Yeah.
I assume everyone's cheating.
Those nerds playing honest.
Oh my god. Oh my god. We have so many trivia listeners that are like, what the fuck?
So funny. So
some of these people have terrible phone conversation or group outing. What is wrong with you?
No. Are they a youth pastor?
That sounds like group
phone
outing
conversation. Group
outing. You don't want some random somebody to swoop in and get your man during your group outing that you organize, and then they go and reach for the potato salad at the same time and realize that they need a date for 2 years.
Oh, shit.
No.
That's a good point.
No. Keep it little, keep it small, keep it your friend that you know is not interested, and him, and you, and that's a day.
Yep.
Third wheel the fuck out of a friend.
Yeah.
I did, I did just get new roommates, so I feel like I have I don't need an excuse to have a party, but I think housewarming, roommate warming.
Yeah.
Then you can be in charge of the population pool.
Yeah.
I can be in charge of who exactly is coming.
Everyone's in a relationship except for Barbara and three guys.
That is baller. Do that.
That's a really good idea.
Invite two other single dudes so that dude that you're into knows that you don't love them hoes.
Yeah.
But you don't need him because he has two other people here also single and also available. So
this is brilliant. Yes. Invite them all at the same time. time.
If there's anything I'm good at is letting a dude know that I don't need him. Which yeah. is why I've been single for a long time. But I don't need them. I don't need these hoes. What do you think? What the fuck I look like? I'm going to be sitting around waiting for a dude to call me?
Absolutely not.
Waiting for a dude to be interested in me? Hell, please. You know how many boys live in L.A.?
Exactly. Ugh, listen yes. to Maggie. Yeah,
I've
exactly.
dated all of them. Okay, I really like this idea. This would be so funny if I did this party thing.
Yeah, just to calm it up. Let's do it. Wait, what if you go to a restaurant, why don't we just go, let's make 3 dates in one restaurant and then cycle between them.
I do a Mrs. Doubtfire situation.
Yeah, Doubtfire it up between the three of them.
Get saved by the bell.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Well, David? Like, I thought I ordered mashed potatoes. Yeah. Sounds great.
I'll play the waiter in one of them. Okay. And I'll wear a mustache in the other one.
Yes, exactly. Perfect.
Perfect.
They're like, you don't even work here. Why is this person trying to be a waiter at the restaurant right now?
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I mean, I used to do that in high school all the time. Throw parties, invite the guy that I liked over. It's a recipe for success.
Because it's your party. I've obviously done that a lot at 1-2 Punch.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
See, but it's like also, I don't want just a drunk like hookup thing.
Yeah.
I guess that's how you corner them and get like to. Yeah.
This isn't your first rodeo.
But it is my first rodeo trying to not just fuck people.
So just do what you usually do, but wait a little bit before you put your hand on his leg.
Yeah. Yeah. Just hold off that move for a minute. A slight
That's
delay.
My move. That's my move.
Yeah. She thinks she invented that move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just a hand on the leg.
I'm gonna try that out.
You've never done hand on
It works.
Leg?
You gotta get there.
It's the signal if you're both like at a bar or whatever. It's the signal that like, oh, okay. We're in.
We're in.
But I feel like I'm overly familiar anyway. I'm always like, oh, da 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 da.
Oh, okay,
like, right. I will madman the shit out of a dude.
Right, right. Yeah, so
like,
maybe
hey,
it's...
there, little lady, put my hand on the small of their
I
back.
I love that move.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow, that's boss.
Yeah.
That's some great shit to put your hand on a dude's hips like
Yo.
That.
Oh my god, I need to do this.
And also, they know you're in charge too. Oh. That's the
That's why dudes
for
are
sure.
terrified of me is because I treat them like a little bitch. I'll just walk over to them.
I need more of this. See, I need more of this.
Move them to the side of the room.
Absolutely. Oh, honey, over here.
Call them precious. Go home with a complex.
Oh man,
oh my,
it's
God.
My favorite thing is just to go girl to a guy. Woo, man, how they do react? Not know what to do with it.
That they don't know what to say. They have no idea what to say
because you just let them know exactly who they are to you.
Yeah,
I just steal their fucking hat.
That's your move.
Stealing the hat is a good move.
That's a
classic.
That's yeah, because
It's like you're mine and so is this.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a classic. Yeah. Like I remember, like in junior high, seeing a girl take a guy's hat and being like, "Touché, bitch! You are smart."
Yeah,
yeah.
It's simple. It's elegant.
Okay,
it's
steal an item of clothing. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hand on the leg. I think, all right, yeah, I just got to ride out the hand on the leg move.
Yeah, just slow it down.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Hand
that's
on the
idea.
Shoulder first, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, work your way down to the leg.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Trying to think about what I would do if I was wearing a hat and he was not wearing a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell him he could borrow it.
Yeah.
For 1 to 2 years.
Do you want to borrow my hat? That sounds way weird.
Yeah.
No, but I think
take it back.
You can put your hat on him. Yoink. That's like tagging him. You can put your hat on him. For
exchanging
sure.
glasses is always a good.
Oh,
can be a good move.
That's a nice one.
How blind are you?
That's how you get that's how you get to tell them they have a nice face without with it being appropriate.
Oh, because it fits your.
It's like, oh, that looks great on you. Like it really, you know.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
See, Babs, here's the thing. You've had the moves the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
This whole time.
The magic's been inside of me all along.
Yeah, exactly.
I have the move. We all know I know how to close the deal, okay?
You know how to close the deal. You need to be closing the deal with fucking closers. Drop these motherfuckers who aren't even worth your time getting coffee. I'll figure it out for you. They're done. On to the next one.
I know. I was doing well. I was fucking up for a minute, but yeah. I lost the stride.
No,
get it back.
He's got to re-aim that focus up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Cowgirl up.
I got to I gotta like do some Rocky like montages.
Yeah, exactly.
With like put a collage of the pictures of like guys who are worth my time.
Mm-hmm. Truly, truly, mm-hmm. Be thinking about that shit.
Yeah,
or nothing, or just be fulfilled myself and not care about it. That's not gonna happen.
I was thinking the other day about how like I have become everything that I found attractive in guys. Do you know what I mean? Like everything that I used to think that like I like this about, that's what attracts me to that guy.
Right.
I have become that thing myself. Damn. So now I just don't need, I don't like, I love my boyfriend, but I don't need him.
Yeah, you have a boyfriend.
Well, no, but I don't think I would. I'm like chill in that relationship because I don't need him. I became everything that I wanted.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Right. And then it's like, cool. Like, I love him.
Yeah, and what if you get there and then you were alone for a very long time and sick of it?
I mean, I was,
that's how I feel.
I didn't date anybody for like years and was really happy. Yeah. Really happy with that. You know?
Well, I'm 34.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I think it gets old as you get older.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I could definitely see that. But like,
I mean, they're both wonderful and they're both hell.
Yeah. I know. I mean, we talk about this. I know its grass is greener, obviously.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know.
But yeah, when you're ready, you're ready.
It's, I wanted to say identify. Yeah, I can identify with you in that to a point. Because, like, I haven't dated someone in a long time. And the older you get, the longer that stretch has been. It's hard to feel, you know, you feel like an unadoptable cat.
Yeah, that's kind of what it starts to feel like. You're
just like
is there a match anywhere or am I insane?
Then you see some terrible broads out there with like, and you're like, you're married? Like, it's not even a thing of like, I need to be married to be fulfilled. It's like,
I feel like I'm the ugly vegetables that they're sending out to on discount.
But hipsters want those vegetables.
Yeah.
And hipsters want unadoptable cats.
At the same time, though, it's
three-legged
like,
cats.
I'm so, I guess, defensive or whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. Y'all aren't interested in this Maggie Mae product.
Yeah.
Maggie Mae is not interested in you.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyone. Any of y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't get caught up in like, I'm like, why don't you like? It's like, well, yeah, fucking move on then. That's not, you know.
Oh, shoosh, I move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah. Because you have to and you should and of course.
Yeah. That's not, no one wants to be like, fucking killing themselves for somebody's affections.
No. Yeah.
That's not what I'm looking for.
Too old for that.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how to trap them.
Yeah. So it's like, on the one hand, it's like, but on the other hand, it's like,
Yeah.
It's all good. It's the never-ending saga that will end someday.
Yeah. And I mean, I think you will miss it when you don't have it anymore.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
So
true.
It's like having a shitty apartment. Like, you're like, this sucks that my gas doesn't work, but one day I'll look back and like think that was funny that I lived in like a shoebox and had a pet roach. Yeah. You're just living with
I feel like I've had a lot of pet roaches in my relationships. It's a good analogy.
Yeah.
I had a pet snail once.
Aww. How long did it live?
It got away.
Aww.
How did it get away?
I have no idea. I had it in a jar and I had like holes poked in the jar.
Right.
With saran wrap. And I came home one day, there was no sign of struggle, but, like, Chibi just wasn't
no
in
sign
there.
No struggle.
There was not, like, a larger thing that
couldn't
I was like,
couldn't you find the trail?
Yeah.
There was no trail. It was just gone.
A
so,
snail without a trail.
Damn.
Someone threw away your snail.
Probably. Like, that's the only thing I can think of is, like, someone took my snail, threw it away, and then resealed the top of it to be the biggest dick of all time. But, yeah, I never could figure it out.
That's crazy.
And then I wanted another one, and I was like, too much work.
Yeah.
Figuring out. You know? Put them in a jar and whatnot. And
I don't need
to leave.
Yeah, I don't need the snail to run away again.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it's a very gratifying pet.
I mean, they're kind of cute.
They like watching their little antennas.
Yeah.
They are like little aliens.
Like, watch them just like, go down your little arm. That'll be cute.
Yeah.
I
know. I was looking at a weird bug the other night. I was stoned and this really weird bug landed in our patio back here. And I was like, don't be freaked out. Just like appreciate the weirdness of it. And I was just like, bugs actually, we're like, we just like think they're weird because everyone tells us to think they're weird. But they are just like weird alien things that are kind of cool.
They're cool. I just don't want them on me.
No.
Yeah. But, like, were you socialized to think that, or do you think we actually, like, would think that? Because I feel like I wouldn't be as grossed out by bugs if I hadn't been told my entire life, ew! You yeah. know what I mean?
Exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Because it's like, people, like, eat bugs and stuff in other cultures.
Right.
There's, like, cricket burgers and stuff. Yeah.
The thing is, like, I don't mind them. I think it's when they're in mass. When it's, like, they're crawling on top of each other. There's no way. Yeah. Fuck that shit. There's no way I can be cool with that.
I feel that way about fish, too.
Oh.
I don't like a lot of fish together.
Yeah.
I love another. You're not into a school.
Yeah, like a school of fish.
No, I like a sparse fish situation.
Like an after-school program. There's only a few of them.
Yeah, like an intramural fish.
Yeah.
You don't want fish that are, like, organizing.
No. It is creepy how they, like, all move together,
like,
and stuff.
Like, cool but creepy.
Yeah.
No, I was snorkeling one time, and the school of fish, like, turned at once and looked at me. And there was, like, there was, like, 500 of them. And I was like, what kind of fish are you? Is this how I die? And this, like, in a minute, for
they
a minute, I was
scary.
Like, I don't know anything about you.
And they're in that mob mentality.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. What are you saying to each other?
Yeah.
What are you saying about
birds
me?
Will do that
what are
too.
You guys
birds.
Clicking?
Yeah.
Oh, birds will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, like, a murder of birds?
I mean, they're called a murder.
A murder. A
murder. Have they actually, like, ever killed anybody?
Probably.
Maybe.
Did you see birds?
I mean, yes, of course. Yeah.
That probably
that documentary?
Based on a true story.
Crows are so smart. Crows will memorize which car is yours and know. They match you to their.
So they can
why?
Shit on it?
We don't know why, but we know that they know. We know that
we
they know.
Wait, but how do they choose which human's car to memorize? Do I have a crow?
They memorize everyone on the block. We got crows nearby. They probably know which car is yours.
Oh, fuck.
They probably know who everyone's car is.
Jesus. They're just watching out. It's cool.
There's this video of a crow that was given, like, 9 different obstacles, like, separately.
I've seen that, yeah.
And he, like, learns to put them all together to get this treat out. And it's, like, so fast. And he's so smart. And you just watch him just, like, and you're like, oh man.
Isn't there another one where they show, like, the social aspects of crows? And they'll teach each other how to, like...
Yeah, it sounds
how
right.
to win, you know, and get the food out of the machine, and
oh,
then like
that's cool,
yeah,
collaborative.
And then, when they couldn't get the stuff out of the machine, I forgot what next transpired, but it was,
yeah.
If memory serves, it was not something that inspired confidence in crows.
Yeah, because like they aren't fighting each other; they're united.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, if you can't turn the crows against each other. Like, then what are they planning together against the rest of us?
Yeah. I'm not worried about it. There's much more shit I'm worried about than the
just
crows.
Honestly, this just makes me happy for them, to be honest.
they've got buddies.
Yeah. Good for fucking crows. Maggie, where can people find you on the internet?
I have a Facebook fan page, and I'm on Twitter. That's
sweet.
The only one I'm doing. It's Maggie May Haha, and May is M-A-Y-E.
Awesome.
And you post your shows and all that stuff on there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Go see Maggie. She's so fucking funny.
Oh,
yeah, she's awesome. Thanks for doing the show.
Thanks for having me. I had so much fun.
Yay.
And,
bye, guys.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as $1 a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.